You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make sure you check out Tech N9ne's Independent Grind Tour 2018. Futuristic, Dizzy Wright, special guest Chris Calico, Mackenzie Nicole gonna be in the building.
I feel like breakdancing.
October 6th, it's going down at Kansas City Live in Power and Light. Go to KBRS.com for those tickets.
Should be lit.
What you do last night?
Man, I did the longest Madden 19 redraft of all time.
Redraft?
You know, when you do the fantasy draft with the with the franchise, but you do the draft of all the players in the league, not like the regular rookie draft.
Okay,
I spent like 2 or 3 hours on that. Yeah, my brother and his friends love to do that type of franchise, so that's why I ended up doing most of my night yesterday. What about you?
It was so much stuff on TV, and I'm not even a TV watcher like that.
How about I forgot about the VMAs?
Yeah, VMAs so was caught on. Up on that. You didn't miss nothing.
That's what I've heard.
You didn't miss
nothing. I heard I did not miss a thing last night, which is not. This is why I stopped watching award shows for the most part.
Award shows ain't been nothing since Michael Jackson passed away. The BET Awards is cool, but it just, I don't know. Ever since our superstars from the 90s just passed away. Like Whitney Houston, Prince, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. That's probably the only time I really catch an award show now. It's like if I want to catch a real good tribute to somebody or something like that. But for the most part, I'm not checking
the winners. Oh, Lord. They tried to do a tribute to Aretha Franklin last night. They had Madonna up there just rambling. Oh,
yeah,
man.
See, I knew they were going to mess that up.
Oh, Lord. We'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour in the shade in that hour. I was watching some preseason football last night.
You watched the Colts?
Yeah, Colts and Ravens.
Andrew Luck.
It was a good game.
Was it?
Kind of. You know what? For real, though, it's been some real good games in the preseason, though. All of them have been like, not all of them, but a lot of them have been really close.
You know what's sad about all this, though?
What?
We just totally forgot about the Royals, man. That's the real sad part about all this.
Bro,
we should
the Royals
be talking.
Forgot about the Royals,
yeah,
bro.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. They're that bad. That bad. Jeez.
Yeah, the Royals are definitely, I mean, all due
respect.
It
is what it is.
I mean, we're in rebuild mode.
Yeah, it is what it is.
We had to go through this when we got our original, I mean, not our original, when we got our World Series in 2015, we had to go through the rebuilding mode, so that's just what it is.
I want to get excited for some of these new players, too, though, like some of these new cats that's trying to come up and trying to see what they're doing, but still, it's just hard to watch some of these games,
yes, it
man.
Is.
Especially these comeback losses. Yeah.
When you lose 1-0.
Or like the other day when they were up like 6 runs and then
up 6-0 against the White Sox on Sunday.
We should be talking about them just a little bit more, but it's sad they're not giving us nothing to talk about.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 right now on your Tuesday morning. 69 out in Shawnee. Time for the Shade with Be Shining.
Well, Tisha Campbell Martin has reached a deal to buy back the rights to collect her acting royalties as part of her bankruptcy. Now, according to court documents, the trustee in Tisha and Dwayne Martin's bankruptcy case explains that a settlement has been reached with Tisha over the residual rights. The documents indicate that Tisha will pay the trustee $115,000 in 2 installments, $60,000, followed by a payment of $55,000 within 90 days of the court approving the deal. And the trustee and Dwayne and Tisha have been battling out over the residuals since the bankruptcy was filed. The trustee collected $300,000 in royalties.
Wow.
So that's where all that above the rim and Martin money
was
going on.
Wow. And what was the other show they was on?
Oh, I don't know.
They've been on plenty of shows.
He was in a New Edition movie, too.
And he had
a big role.
And he was on The Real Husbands of Hollywood when that was on.
Oh, yeah. I think she got more money than him.
Oh, hands down. Well, yeah. They got equal career, I would say. She's probably more known.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey has confirmed that she is dating Fox Sports sportscaster Mike Hill. You remember him from Sports Center?
Yeah, okay. I see you, Cynthia.
Yeah. Over the weekend, Cynthia shared a photo which showed her celebrating Hill's birthday. She captured a photo which included a candlelit dinner, balloons, and candles that spelled out, "Happy birthday, Mike. I hope you enjoy your special day, baby."
I know Peter, man, watching that, boy.
Is that the old dude with the gray beard?
Mm-hmm.
Shay showed me a video of him getting beat up one time, dog.
He got beat
up? In the radio station. CDs was everywhere, bro.
Not Peter.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the one with the gray beard, right?
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, that was him.
You remind me of my old program director back in Wichita.
Tiana Taylor announced last week that she was leaving a tour with Jeremiah, as we reported, but she quickly announced the launch of her own tour. Now, during a Chicago stop of her Keep That Same Energy on Al 7 tour, she brought out Jeremiah's baby moms. You know, and he's from Chicago.
Right, right, right.
So that makes sense. Yeah, she was wearing a black latex dominatrix outfit. Tiana was. And she serenaded the Black Ink Crew Chicago star while performing the record three-way.
Mm.
Take that how you will.
Did you say Keep That Same Energy on Al 7?
Yeah, that was the name of the tour. Yeah.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, if you see the name of how she calls the tour, you would be confused just like we were.
Ow.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Why you mad, though?
Man, y'all know why I'm mad, though. Y'all pulled that stunt Friday, having my kid's daddy coming over here like I want him. He better back up off the line. I'm telling you, that stuff was not cool. That was probably enough for my honey.
What you talking about?
When y'all played that little segment Friday, talking about Chizzy come home, and I was telling y'all I miss my honey. When y'all played that, I miss you. Yeah, he gonna come over here, talking about some, you ready? No, ready for what? He'll grab my chicken off the counter while I'm trying to barbecue. You better get your bust yourself up out of here, boy, and let me know that money coming in, champ. Don't do that, y'all.
You want it, Kingsley.
Mm. Nah, I want my
Miss
honey.
Cindy.
Mm. And that's all
you
I
ain't
want.
Even got no name for the dude.
I don't even know his name. He know his name.
Oh, you can't say his name in public?
Mm.
It's like that. Okay, Miss Cindy.
Yeah, it's like that. He got a whole lot on the street.
Okay. See, now you trying to be messy on the air and stuff. We're not even trying to go there with it.
Right.
I am messy. You know I'm messy. Stop playing. I'm messy.
No, you stop playing and go back to Kingsley because he misses you.
Playmaker laughing. See? That's why I say I'm going to see y'all in public, though. And I know it ain't Shay now, because she ain't here. And I can't wait to see you back, because y'all got, like, twisted.
This is how I get my Jerry Springer in every day. I get to jam with you all day.
Jerry, Nick Cohen ain't going to be no Jerry Springer. There's going to be a fight about it. That money in that counter 15 days.
15!
Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Bye.
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
White Linen Party is fast approaching. September 2nd at the Voodoo.
Man, I got to get this outfit. You quit playing around.
I'm narrowing down my choices now, dog. I'm going to be honest.
I don't think I'll legit. I try to look for some shirts, but I got to get it together ASAP, man.
Pants is always an issue with me.
Yeah, pants, yeah.
I ain't really an all-white wearer like that, you know what I'm saying?
And that's why I need to hurry up and find this because, you know, I have to order it online or something. It got to come in.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I saw somebody talking about, can I wear a white shirt with some blue jeans?
If you want to.
I mean, if that's how you feel, you might get talked about, but if that's how you feel, go ahead.
Man, get your tickets right now at KPRS.com. Lela James, Raheem Devine.
Now you wanna try to come back?
Now you wanna try to come back? In KC's own Lavelle.
Okay.
My dog. So, Play, sentencing for former Jackson County executive Mike Sanders is set for next month at federal court, 9 months after he pleaded guilty to a single count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Oh, no.
Now, Sanders, whose resume also includes stints as county prosecutor and Missouri Democratic Party chairman, admitted to misusing tens of thousands of dollars in campaign funds, some of which went for trips to California wine country. Oh, man, that's a lot of money right there. And to pay for his federal income taxes. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. And in his guilty plea, Sanders acknowledged converting $62,000 in political campaign funds into cash in a check cashing scheme involving a disabled friend from high school. Wow.
Just scamming the county and the government.
And scamming your own disabled friend from high school. Like, what part of the game is that, fam?
That's crazy, man. using our money to pay his taxes?
Yeah, and to go to California for wine country.
Stay getting that wine in California.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I bring this up because you just got to be careful who you vote for. We got to keep an eye on our people that's ahead in the politics these days.
What's it going to take for our people to pay attention to these politics and learn about the candidates that they're voting for and learn about what's going on in these issues? And then they turn around and complain and say, I don't vote. And then we tell them why they need to vote and they still don't want to vote. Okay.
Sometimes it's, you know, it could indirectly hit you. It might not hit you
right
then and there, but, you know, later on, 9 months down the road, a couple years down the road, then it might hit you. And then you might realize, you know, the importance of keeping an eye on these people.
You want your community to change? You need to start that change.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Listen for your shot to get that opportunity to check out the Chiefs in a regular season finale against the Raiders.
Don't
you do that. Don't you do that. Your mic is about to get cut off.
Dude, you acting like I'm saying it to celebrate them.
You know how I feel about that.
You hate the Raiders that much, you can't even say today.
Yes, exactly. I feel funny even saying it.
The Oakland football team?
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to do them like Washington now?
Yes. Listen for your shot to get that ultimate tailgate package. So, Play, you were born and raised in Wichita, right? Or not born.
McKinney, Texas. Or I was born in McKinney, pretty much raised in Plano, Texas, outside of Dallas.
Okay. So my point is you wouldn't raise
But Wichita in is pretty City. Much my hometown. Yes.
So longtime discount shoe retailer Bob Jones Shoes announced yesterday that they planning to close the store on 19th and Grand. Due to the retirement of the owners, the business partners, they've been at it for years. So
you ever shopping there?
I went in there a couple times with my grandma.
Okay.
She took me into Bob Jones Shoes and you know, got me some Psyches. Not Nikes, because some Psyches. Yeah, my grandma wasn't trying to spend all
that
money.
You got the Air Flat ones?
Damn. Yeah, dog. But yeah, you know, Bob Jones Shoes, they are a classic retailer here. Like, I remember the commercial, Bob Jones Shoes. That's how the commercial went. Stacey, you remember that commercial, Stacey Shaw? You remember that commercial, Bob Jones Shoes? You remember that?
Actually, no, because I'm from Wichita.
You was going to say, Stacey's
been in Kansas City for about 7 years. Yeah, so I didn't see that commercial.
All my real Kansas City vets. All my real KC vets know about Bob Jones Shoes.
We got our own theme songs in Wichita, right, Stacey?
Yep.
Oh, man. Stacey Shaw knows a lot. Good morning. What you got for us this morning?
You know what? You and I must be, like, psychically linked, because literally I was going to go over a question that I got from two people that wanted to start a business together, so business partners. They asked me what type of things should they have in their partnership agreement. Mm. And so I see right here, we're eye to
eye. We here, Stacey.
Right here, you know what? So you're my boy. So yeah, I'm going to be going over that 735 things that you need to have in your partnership agreement before you go into business with a friend.
Now it's time for the sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 right now on your Tuesday morning. 66 out in Liberty. Time for the Shade would be shining.
Oh man! First, we gotta wish a couple of our celebrity friends a happy birthday. You already know it's the Leo season.
It didn't sound like a tiger there, son.
A tiger? We lions, baby. We lion kings and queens. Get out of here.
Lions, tigers, bears, oh my.
Loretta Devine, actress from Waiting to Exhale and the PJs. She turned 69 today.
Okay, Loretta.
Usain Bolt, that's my dog. He turns 32 today.
Wow.
My girl, your girl, you love her. Shay hates her. Khalees. What did she turn? She turns 39 today. Caught. Out there.
I hate you so much right now.
Happy birthday to everybody born on August 21st. So the MTV VMAs aired last night, and there were a couple of big winners. Camila Cabello, she won Artist of the Year. You know, she sings the Havana.
It's probably like song of the year. Pop song.
Other winners included Post Malone's Rockstar taking the trophy for Song of the Year, Cardi B nabbing Best New Artist, Atlanta star and creator Donald Glover. He won
Childish Gambino?
Yeah, Childish Gambino, This Is America. It got the best video with a message and best choreography. Every time I see it,
Mama, didn't go that word.
All right, and best direction. Here is Cardi B talking about her award that she won.
Thank you, everybody. I am so happy, you know, to receive this award. A couple of months ago, a lot of people were saying, you know, you're gambling your career. You're about to have a baby. What are you doing? And, you know, I had a baby. I carried the baby. And now I'm still winning awards. I want to thank all my fans, my family that supported me, all the love that my fans, that my friends, that everybody shows me is genuine, is beautiful.
Is what?
And that's something that God give me that you can't buy.
Oh.
I don't know what that was. Thank you so much,
Cardi Gang. Hey, it wouldn't be a Cardi B speech without a couple cuss words.
You ain't lying.
Best hip-hop song, Nicki Minaj. She won for Chun-Li. Song of the Summer, Cardi B, Bad Bunny. I like it. You just heard that right here on Hot 103 Jams. And, you know, they tried to pay a tribute to Aretha Franklin, but I don't know.
Didn't quite curl right.
Madonna was talking about this story. She was in an audition, and she didn't have any music notes or something like that. So she had to sing an Aretha Franklin song. And here's, like, the tail end of the story.
You're probably all wondering why I'm telling you this story. There's a connection. Because none of this would have happened, could have happened, without Our Lady of Soul. She led me to where I am today. And I know she influenced so many people in this house tonight, in this room tonight.
Including Lil Pump.
And I want to thank you, Aretha, for empowering all of us. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Or how Al Sharpton would say.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Some respect.
Madonna's from Detroit, ain't she?
Michigan. She ain't from Detroit. Okay. She's like from some other city up there.
Oh, okay, but, okay. Yeah. she definitely fell flat on that.
Yeah.
And they could have chose somebody else to do that tribute.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ooh, it's that time of the week for y'all to get some free legal advice. We Stacey Shaw. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so it's Stacey Shaw, Kansas City's favorite lawyer, and today I'm going to be going over what you need to have when you start a business with your friends. First of all, you need the names of all of the partners, how much money everyone is going to put in the business to start it, who is, how to split both profits and losses, the basic operating agreement, so how the business is going to be operated day-to-day as much as you can figure that out when you're starting, how the business will start, so the start date of the business, when you're going to open, and how the business will end. So a really good example was Bob Jones Shoes that we talked about at the beginning, because the partners could not get along, and now that one of the partners is retiring, they're closing the whole store. So even if somebody retires or dies or goes to jail or something like that, how the business will continue or close, because the business is a baby, okay? It's treated as its own person, so you need to decide how is it going to be born and what happens when it dies, right? And the rights of the partners. Who will have the right to call for an audit, to inspect the books, to hire and fire employees? Those are really big decisions that a lot of times cause the breakdown of relationships and the responsibilities of all the partners. I have a managing partner of my firm. I do marketing. He does all of the human resources. So he has the decision to hire, to fire. He handles all of the accounts payable, accounts receivable. And so the more that you have
put in writing that everyone agrees to, the more fluid your business is going to be, and it may just save a friendship. So I always recommend that before you enter into a huge agreement, a huge contract like this, that you always consult with an attorney. We have a micro business law practice, which means that we handle cases and we represent people that have businesses that are less than 5 employees. So you can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can visit me at StacyShawLaw.com, or you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Stacy Shaw Law.
Thank you so much, Stacy. We will holler at you next Tuesday.
Okay, see you later.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make sure y'all come on out to Thursday. This Thursday at Bayou on the Vine on 18th and Vine. Drink specials, food specials. It's going down. Yours truly on the soundtrack.
And them wings was good.
Boy, look. Bayou on the Vine, they know how to treat you. You feel me, though? 5 to 9.
There you go. Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. That's all I was going to say.
That's right. 5 to 9 this Thursday. It's free. You just got to be 21 and come ready to kick it.
And if again, it's for free, it's me.
Who said that again?
Well, Greg Williams said that on Hard Docs the other week, but yeah. I've heard plenty of different sayings. I heard if it's free, I'll take 3.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of sayings for that.
Well, I tell you what, if it feel like everyone is posting wedding photos lately, you're not just imagining things. Check this out. TheKnot.com gathered data from the 1.4 million couples registered on their site and discovered the most popular wedding date of 2018 fell on National Be Shining Day.
Oh, hey.
August 18th. The Knot says nearly 30,000 couples registered on their site that they plan to wed on that exact date. So what's so special about that date besides it being my birthday?
What's that?
Well, Ivy Jacobson, an editor at The Knot, tells Time that, quote, a lot of couples picked it for the significance of the date. It's a palindrome month. That means whether you recite the date forward or backwards is the same. So 8-18-18, 8-1-8-1-8.
And you
forwards and backwards.
And you can't forget your anniversary?
Exactly. Additionally, the number 18, which is my second favorite number, is considered lucky within multiple cultures, plus the number 8, which is my favorite number, looks like an infinity symbol, so it's popular to work it into the wedding date.
Those people got married over the weekend.
I know a couple of people who tied a knot. I had to turn down some weddings because I'm like, fam, I can't do it. I can't DJ on my birthday.
On your birthday. Work on your birthday.
Nah, man, I'm super good on all of that.
If they would have tripled your pay, though, would you have did it?
Yes.
Tell you, everybody got a price. I'm trying to tell you.
Man, you ain't the $1 million man, dog.
Play DiBiase.
All right, speaking of weddings or lack thereof, 816-576-7103.
The music makes sense.
It is time to flex on your ex.
Hit him with that flex.
Your ex been acting up, ain't been acting right, ain't paid the child support, whatever the case may be. Hit
won't
us up right now.
Won't walk you down the aisle after 10 years.
Won't do any of that. Hit us up right now, because it is time to flex on your ex with The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey.
Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Flex on your ex.
So my son, man, she was in there trying to claim a bunch of assistants and put him down on all these forms and her address. I actually had her mama's address when she wasn't even staying in the same part of the city. And he with me 99.99999% of the time. And it was just like, really? You know, you want to try and claim all this stuff, and then the state wanted to try and come at me for child support when I'm taking care of my son.
Who get him on the taxes every year?
Yours truly. And it was like, they was trying to hit me for almost $500. And I'm like, ain't gonna happen.
All right, who is this?
My name is Charles.
All right, bro, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, sir.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop. got sent.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 right now on your Tuesday morning. Partly sunny, 66 over in Lee's Summit. Time for The Shade would be shining.
So, allegedly last night, Travis Scott moved his seat away from Nicki Minaj at the VMAs. Following her Twitter rant, where she accused him of inflating his album sales by selling, quote, season passes, ticket bundles for his upcoming tour. Now, we reported the other day that Nicki tweeted, Travis sold over 50,000 of these with no requirement of redeeming the album, with no dates for a tour, etc. I spoke to him. He knows he doesn't have the number one album this week. I love my fans for the number one album in America. I'll explain on Queen Radio, four albums in, number one in 86 countries. Like, is she like Nicki Trump now?
Right.
Like, she's so stuck on these numbers.
I think she's trying to fight that perception of she's not the queen and not the hottest female in the game and all that stuff right now.
She is one of the hottest,
she
though.
Is, but it's not enough. You know how some people, it's just not enough to them? Like, because Cardi's in the game right now and everybody's talking about Cardi, Nicki wants to be everybody talking about her and focused on her.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
I'm gonna start calling.
Are you the greatest? Real talk, though. Would you move your seat? If you were Travis?
I mean, no.
Would you have been petty, just sat right there maybe, and be like, hey, Nicki?
Maybe his woman said something about it.
Like, that's what Kylie I was thinking. Jenner. I think Kylie's the one like, nah.
Yeah, maybe she has something.
But Kylie should have went over there and sat next to her then.
They could have talked it out. I don't know.
Nicki's got to do a lot of talking.
Speaking of Kylie, Nicki added that Kylie Jenner influenced boosting Travis's numbers, saying, quote, I put my blood, sweat, and tears in writing a dope album only for Travis to have Kylie Jenner post a tour pass telling people to come see her and Stormy. LOL. I'm actually laughing. Queen broke the record for being number one in 86 countries. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you to my fans. That's his girlfriend. What, she's not supposed to support him?
Didn't she date people for promotional purposes?
God bless the United Church.
Who, are you talking about Meek?
Nas?
Oh, yeah, they did. They Shay was mad about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She didn't date
you don't
people
love me, you just love these rolls.
I do love rolls.
This is a hat, you bastard.
Whoa. Whoa.
Brian B. Shining is the man.
We miss you, Shay.
Oh, yeah. I know you love that drop.
Tisha Campbell Martin has reached a deal to buy back the rights to collect her acting royalties as part of her bankruptcy. Now, according to court documents, the trustee in Tisha and Dwayne Martin's bankruptcy case explains that a settlement has been reached with Tisha over her residual rights. The documents indicate that Tisha will pay the trustee $115,000 in two installments, followed by a payment of $55,000 within 90 days of the court approving the deal. The trustee and Dwayne and Tisha have been battling it over the residuals since the bankruptcy was filed. The trustee collected $300,000 in royalties. Now, play. Imagine you getting a check in the mail, right, or you getting a letter in the mail, right, and saying that you owe $300,000.
I'd have been like, I owe you $300,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
Making that real money.
Right. Catch me if you can, like the gingerbread man.
$40.
Oh, man. I can't imagine.
You know, the first thing that came to my head, though, when I heard that story. I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth. 877-CASH-NOW. Oh, you better be glad I ain't got enough time to pull that up.
You are a hater.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.